guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn With Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you have had a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I am so glad that you found this podcast. Get ready to sit back, relax, and have a great time. We have some really fun and exciting things that we are going to discuss today and that we have discussed in past episodes. So if you get a free moment, whenever you get a chance, we have well over 100+ episodes. So take your time to go through those and listen to the content that's there. I also interview some of your peers, so you can find those episodes within the episode list on our podcast. Thanks again for joining us. If you are a regular listener, I truly appreciate you, and I am so glad that you have returned. You know the drill. And as I always say, it lets me know that I'm doing something right, the fact that you have returned. A special shout out to all of you who are listening and all of you who are sharing this podcast with others. That truly means a lot to me. So I figured we would just jump right in. You know, the past several weeks we have been doing series. One of our series that we focused on was the Choose Positivity series. It was about 4 episodes. Then we did the Being Aware series, which was about 3 episodes or 3 parts. And I received a lot of amazing feedback. I love the fact that you all love the series. And I am definitely going to keep that in mind as we move forward with the content on our podcast, because that's really important that you all have something to follow each and every week, something that you can connect and build a bridge between the content. I love that. So I'm going to continue to keep those in mind. I thought I would break things up a little bit today instead of focusing on being aware, because that is something that we are going to pick back up on, not next week, but after the holidays. Because, again, this is an extremely important topic. And 3 parts isn't just, it's not going to do it for us, guys. It's just so slam-packed with so many things that we need to learn about being aware of others, being aware of our surroundings, being aware of our emotions, being aware of other people's emotions as well. So I don't want to just pause it there. So we're going to pick back up with that most likely, and I'm sure, in January of 2023. But in the meantime, I want us to take a moment to pause and reflect, okay? So let's do that. Let's think about this year, this past year, and think about how far you have come. The first thing I want you to focus on are your achievements. I want you to focus on all the great things that you have accomplished, okay? You can grab your Listen and Learn notebook if you have that. If you don't, you can access one. The link is in the show notes. You can purchase one on Amazon with your parents' permission, of course, or with their help. So parents, that is definitely there for them to access and just to be able to keep a record of all of their notes that we talk about over the podcast. But if you don't want that or you don't have one, feel free to just grab a regular notebook or journal, or you can grab sticky notes or a paper and you can write in those as well. But I want you to think about your accomplishments. And normally I say, okay, let's list 1 or 2 accomplishments. I want you all to list between 3 and 5 accomplishments. I know that it has been a great year for many of you, especially those of you that I see in person. And so I want you all to list about 3 to 5 accomplishments. Make your accomplishments list as long as you possibly can so that you can congratulate yourself, okay? Because that's what it's all about. You work hard. If you had bummer grades at the beginning of the school year and you have excelled and worked hard and did research and did reports and did essays and improved with your test grades and your grades are amazing, that, you all, is a major, major accomplishment. If you overcame a fear, maybe you learned how to play a new instrument, or you are learning how to play a new instrument this year, and this is your first time ever playing an instrument, and you had to perform with the rest of the orchestra or the band or in the chorus on stage for the first time ever, and you nailed it, you did a great job. Guess what? That's an accomplishment. That is an achievement. And so I want for you all to write those things down. Developing friendships. If you have developed friendships, and that was a goal that you had at the beginning of the school year, or that it was a goal that you had at the beginning of the calendar year, write that down. And even if it's just one new close friend, write that down. You guys, let's celebrate our wins. Let's celebrate these achievements and just pause and pat yourself on the back and say, hey, you know what? This is a good job. Well done. I am proud of myself, and I'm so thankful that I have made this accomplishment. I have made these achievements, okay? I then want you to take a moment to reflect and pause and think about your strengths and weaknesses, okay? And I want you to do the exact same thing. If you did write down your strengths and weaknesses at the beginning of this year, this school year, this calendar year, this month, I'd love you to go back and access those and see if you have made improvement. Have you made your strengths greater by exercising them, whatever they may be? And you can exercise a strength. It's not just about picking up the weights or picking up a jump rope or doing these different things. You can exercise your strengths by practicing them. If you have trouble with reading, you can exercise your strength in that, or your weakness in that area, by practicing it. If you are still having trouble with one of the areas of strength, you can exercise that strength by practicing that skill. The same with writing, the same with talking to people, the same with communication in whatever way that it might be. So you can practice that by doing just that, practicing the skills, working hard on them. But I want you to acknowledge your strengths, and I want you to acknowledge your weaknesses as well. And we will continue to focus in on those, okay? How's that sound to you all? I definitely want you to highlight things that you have improved on this year, because I want you to have the credit that you deserve. That is so important. Now, there's a difference between acknowledging your strengths, highlighting your strengths, sharing those positive things with others, and bragging or being boastful. We don't want to brag and we don't want to be boastful, okay? We don't want to brag and say, hey, I got straight A's and you didn't. My grades look way better than yours. Or I was first chair in the orchestra and you are like fifth or sixth or seventh or eighth chair because you can't even play. Well, guess what? We don't want to do that because, for one, it's not the right thing to do, okay? That goes back to us being aware of others, being aware of what we say, and being aware of other people's feelings. So we don't want to do that, right? It's also extremely hurtful, and you definitely do not want to hurt others' feelings, all right? That's not what this is about. So be sure that you're saying, hey, check this out. I started at this level. Level 3, which is a low level, but now I'm at level 1 in a game, or my handwriting was this way at the beginning of the year, the school year, and now my handwriting looks like this. You can show those things to others so that they will be proud of you as well. I think that is also extremely important, okay? So, for us at Listen and Learn, first of all, I have to thank my parents. I have to thank the students who have been connected with me all these years, and especially this year, because we have some major highlights. There are so many positive things that have happened for us this year, and I can reflect on those. I do reflect on those all day. So, and I just love to think about the growth, the positive growth and development that we have had. It's been extremely important. So I really enjoyed that, and I can't wait for you all to see the exciting growth that we have in store for us in 2023. You are definitely going to love it. Our podcast, I am just constantly overjoyed with the amazingness that we have presented to everybody across the globe in all these different states and countries and cities. It's just been so fun. And that's not me boasting. That's not me bragging. That is me being so humble, so happy, and so thankful for you all's constant support. It's just been amazing, okay, guys? It's been amazing. So let's do this. Let's put a pin in this, pause it, let's reflect, let's have a great time. Right? Just give yourself the highest praise, guys. You've done so well, and I am so proud of you. I know your parents are proud of you. I want you to be proud of you, just as proud as we are of you, okay? So take the time, do that. We'll reconnect next week, and we'll talk about what the rest of the year is going to look like for our podcast, the breaks that we're going to have with the holiday season still in full effect, and when we're going to reconnect for the 2023 term, okay? So, parents, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for having your kiddos tune in. Thank you for all this greatness this year. I truly appreciate you all, and I just love you all dearly. If you need to connect with me, you can connect with me on the website. It's listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. Or, I'm sorry, here I go, guys. Here I go. That was the email. That was the email. So let's try this again. The website is listenandlearnllc.com. The email is listenandlearn@gmail.com. Okay, so if you want to connect with me in Kansas City, Missouri, or in Kennesaw, Georgia, we have locations in both those areas, but be sure that you call me, or email me, I should say, to set up your free consultation. You have a free phone consultation, and so I would love for you to get that set up so we could talk about your kiddo, see if we're a good fit. I would love to hear about them, you guys as family, how things go, and then, of course, share some greatness about me and my business and my mission and desire to support all children across the globe, just as I am now. So be sure you connect with me, because I'm not always in Missouri and I'm not always in Georgia, okay? With that being said, follow us on our social media page. My Facebook business page is Listen and Learn Kennesaw GA, and I'm excited to just show you all the fun and exciting photos and videos that we have there. So be sure to connect with us again, Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA, and like our page, leave us a comment, check out the photos of the kids, the videos of the kids in action. You will love it, okay? What else? Oh, yes, of course. Follow us on all of our podcast listening platforms. You can connect with us on Spotify, Anchor.fm, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa. Wherever you listen, we are there. And with that being said, I'm going to move forward. Again, I appreciate you all. Go out, be great, have a wonderful weekend, and we will connect again in about a week. All right, talk to you soon. Until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.